Welcome to the Day Luna Human Design Podcast,
where we discuss all things human design and how it can support you and your spiritual journey.
This is not a one-size-fits-all podcast. We are here to inspire awareness about how we are all different and help you answer the questions of who am I? What am I here to do? How am I here to do it?
You can thrive and live the life of your dreams just by having awareness of your true self.
So dive deep with us, get inspired, and start living your life on purpose.
Hello, and welcome back to the Day Luna Human Design Podcast with your host, Dana and Shayna. Today, we are here to record a meditation to help us all come back to love. Because obviously the times that we're living through right now, there is a lot going on and there's a lot of overwhelming, you know, pain and suffering and a lot of unknowns coming to the surface, a lot of fear coming to the surface. And, you know, we've been feeling it just as much as everyone else. And it's difficult, you know, to navigate through these things without getting weighed down, especially as we are all learning to embrace our empathy, learning to embrace our ability to feel other people in whatever open centers we have, whatever open gates we have, or, you know, if you are a projector or a reflector, so much of your energy is all about feeling the other and letting in the pain of the world around you so that you can experience it and learn from it and be there to support one another and operate as this collective. So it's really an important time to let ourselves feel the pain that we feel with full eyes, you know, full heart, really allowing ourselves to go there, you know, really allowing ourselves to feel any fear that comes up. And then when we're ready to say, what can I do? What are the tools that I have to come back to my true self, which is love, my true self, which is this compassionate heart that wants to spread light and positivity and love and healing to the world. So we wanted to come on here and just talk a bit about that and talk a bit about our experiences and how we've been navigating the world at this time. And then we wanted to share that meditation with you so we all can use that tool to kind of come back home to ourselves.
It's been overwhelming for so many of us, and we're not alone. And, you know, we're not alone in what we're feeling, and remaining open is difficult, but it's so important. And it's important to do so without turning a blind eye to what's happening in the world or what's happening in your world. What's, you know, the collective, what's happening in the collective, how that is affecting your personal world. And I feel like a lot of times it's easier to just say, it'll be fine. Like, let me focus on what I've been focusing on building my life and, you know, raising my family or building my business or connecting with my friends and family still and pretending like everything's fine and everything's okay. And while those things are important and valid and valuable and so important to focus on, it's also important to not kind of spiritually bypass in this space and overlook these very real things that are happening in the world. So coming back to love is the theme of the world right now, I feel.
And it's really interesting, you know, for me in my personal space where I live in Northern California, we've been really affected by fire season, which has become a normal part of summer. But, you know, it's been smoky every day in the sky now for about a month. And there's just been fires that are getting closer and closer to where I live. I've had friends who've had to evacuate. And this has just become like a normal part of living where I live. And for so many people in the world, you know, in Canada, all along the West Coast, in California, we're experiencing these fires when it gets hot, when it's summer, when it's dry, we don't have enough water in our water table. And, you know, it can really feel like literally doom. You know, when you look outside of your window and the sky is gray and the sun is like bright orange balling, you know, glow. And it's just like, it's hard to feel like grateful to be alive and like grateful for the earth and like positive and hopeful that everything will be okay and that like climate change will, you know, will heal it and blah, blah, blah. It's hard to feel all those things when you have a headache and you can't breathe because of the smoke and there's ash flying on your car, you know? And it's like in those moments, there's two things that you can really focus on. One is, what action steps can I take to help? You know, where can I actually help? Where can I make changes? How can I help educate people? How can I donate money if I'm able to do that? How can I, you know, make my house have defensible space and be smart about this fire to contribute in the ways that I can, and kind of taking that masculine forward action. And then it's about kind of coming back into that internal world after you've taken that inspired action and saying, okay, this worry I have, this anxiety I have, this fear I have is not serving me any longer. You know, it was kind of motivating me to take that action, and that's great. And now I need to kind of transmute it and do this alchemy where I can transmute this, this anxiety I have into prayerfulness, into connection with the universe, and really coming into my empowerment as a co-creator in this life. I need to take this anger that I have and turn it into sharpness, you know, creating solutions, you know, being centered in making change in a positive way. I need to take this depression that I have and transmute it into a love for this planet and for all the people around me. So we can take these emotions after they're no longer useful and after we've really felt them and really moved through them, and we can kind of alchemize them and transmute them into the other side of that same emotion. You know, so for that depression, which is something that I feel quite often, I can feel like, you know, everything is just, you know, we're screwed. Like with COVID, it's just like, there's so many unknowns. Like, we just don't know what we're going to do. It's just so overwhelming. And I can feel really actually depressed instead of anxious. And that depression is actually something that after you move through it and feel it and take all the action that it's asking you to take, you learn everything that that depression is wanting to teach you. It's actually pretty easy to transmute it into a love, a devotion for life, a compassion for the people around you. And from that space, when you return back to that space, you're so much more powerful when you then can move forward taking action and doing all the things that you're wanting to do to be of service. And for me, I know Kundalini yoga is a huge tool that I use. Like I've also been having some issues with my family and feeling just really scared and anxious about all that. And it's amazing. In meditation in Kundalini, it's like your breath work and the postures you're doing, you're creating all this heat in your body that feels like it's like purifying your system. And I have this like visualization that I'm this like pot of water, and that the water that gets put in is like this murky, like fear and depression and anxiety, and it's murky, not me, in this pot, right? And I boil all of those things out and I clarify it and I purify it and move through it and experience it and immerse myself in those things until what I have left in the bottom is just this container, this sacred vessel of pure love. And, you know, I experience that. That's something that we can do every day. It's not bypassing something. It's not getting rid of the emotions you're feeling. It's going into them. It's feeling them more deeply. It's moving through them. It's bubbling them out and it's purifying them to see that what's always at the bottom is you, this sacred open vessel of pure love. And, you know, if we can return back to that in whatever way really works for us or serves us, I think that that's one of the most helpful things we can do right now. So Kundalini is it for me. It's just such a powerful tool, but also saying affirmations, also breath work. Also, you know, if you have a lot of open centers, doing a meditation, doing a ritual to help clear all of this collective energy that you pick up throughout the day.
Yes, I love that so much. I feel like it's so helpful to reframe and think about these things in that way. And I've been really feeling called to do breath work. I haven't done it in so long, and I feel like it's time to breathe it through my body. I'm feeling called to read that card that you pulled this morning, Dana. So Dana pulled a card this morning and read it to me right before we hopped on here. And it's just so perfectly what I personally needed to hear, because I am feeling very overwhelmed with COVID and the wedding and the bachelorette. My bachelorette's next weekend, and a few people aren't able to come because they got COVID, and just feeling stressed about, should we even have it? And, you know, are people even going to be able to come to the wedding? Are we even going to be able to go on our honeymoon? These very real material things that trying to feel through and not just think my way through, but really let my authority guide me through. It's been a big test for me, for sure. But this card for me is exactly what I needed to hear this morning.
Yeah. So I asked, you know, my spirit guides and all the ascended masters that kind of guide me. I asked, what can we focus on to move through these times of, you know, distress and fear and heartbreak and all the things that we're feeling? What can we focus on to move through this in the highest expression? And the card I pulled, it's from the Starseed Oracle deck by Rebecca Campbell. And the card I pulled is called Surrender to the Sweetness, Venus Energy, Pleasure, Joy, Make Love to Life. And this card, I don't know if you can see it, Chayna, but it's like these people swimming in this like beautiful lagoon with like pink lotuses all around them. Mm-hmm. And this energy of, in this time, this boiling point time where so much is going on, so much fear, so much unknown, to have this card surrender to the sweetness and to find the places in life where you are bountiful and where the earth is supporting you. And there are places where you can just enjoy that and taste the fruit that you've been working so hard to grow and cultivate, and get intoxicated with the simple bounty that this planet has to offer. And this card really is all about this feminine goddess energy, specifically connected to the goddess of Ishtar and the planet of Venus, all about love and beauty and seeing time as our most precious resource. So if we're wasting our time not enjoying life, not tasting the sweetness, not focusing on what is loving and kind and good and beautiful, we are kind of off course in some way or disconnected. And that causes more pain than the pain that we're already feeling. So I think that's so interesting, because sometimes we can really amplify our pain by staying in it in a way that's not healthy or that doesn't serve us, or even resisting the pain that we feel, and we can create suffering for ourselves. And so, you know, how can we 100% let ourselves feel everything that comes with open eyes and move through it? And then at the end of the day, also surrender back into this, the sweetness of life, and to see all of the places where our life is beautiful and where we are carried and where we are supported.
Yeah. I think the part that really stood out to me in that card was it saying, we get so busy building our lives that we forget or we miss why we're building it. Mm-hmm. We miss that sweetness along the way. And I think, you know, with everything that's going on right now in the collective, I think it's safe to say that our hearts are breaking with just everything. And it can feel like we get so busy staying on the up and up with what's happening in the world and how can I do more? How can I get involved? How can I, you know, navigate my life and build my life with this ever-changing circumstances? And it's just a lot, right? That we can miss the sweetness in what's actually here right now in front of me. And the sweetness of the unknown, the sweetness of not, of navigating this within your own personal self. Like, what is this showing me within myself that I need to look at? What is everything that's happening in the collective is a reflection of us. So what is this showing me for myself? And the sweetness in that reflection of being the observer, of being the witness of your life and of your consciousness and how you're reacting to the world. So I just wanted to say that there is always sweetness to be found, and it is a privilege to take pause and notice the sweetness, because like you said, Dana, when you're there in the fires, it's hard to be able to think of the sweetness when you're choking on smoke and have a headache. Mm-hmm. When you're in Afghanistan feeling terrified in your home, it's hard to remember any sweetness when you're literally hiding from being found.
Yeah.
And you feel stranded and lost and like there's no hope. So I just want to say that the sweetness is there. Mm-hmm. But it is a privilege to notice it. So those of us who are privileged enough to notice it, to really do it and to really take the time and to give gratitude for that privilege, give gratitude for that sweetness, and then use that to either share it with others, help others to see their own sweetness in their life, or get involved and take inspired action in a way that feels really in alignment with you by using your strategy and authority. So I just kind of, you know, this is a big stream of everything that we've been feeling lately, but I've been feeling called to really drop into this meditation that we've kind of been doing all week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just wanted to say, you know, with the sweetness and heartbreak, this is something that I've really been observing, and it's been coming back to me over and over again, is like the more heartbroken you are, the more sadness you feel, it's actually because you have a lot of love there. So if you feel very heartbroken for the things that you're seeing on the news with people, that means you have a lot of love for them. So that is beautiful, and that is sweet, and that is how we, you know, aspire to move forward and, you know, be more connected, love each other more, feel each other more. And one side of the coin is this love. The other side of the coin is this sadness, this loss, this heartbreak. And, you know, they're actually the same energy on these other ends of the spectrum. So, you know, taking that sadness that you feel and knowing that that's actually love, and that that's a beautiful gift to be able to be that loving and to be that connected and to feel that much. And, you know, see if you can feel the sweetness in that. And, you know, a big lesson in human design in general is that even our lower end of the spectrum emotions, so for example, devastation and, you know, sadness and heartbreak, even these emotions have a lot to teach us. And we are designed to feel them. We are designed to be moved by them. We are designed to evolve and grow and to want to connect with each other, to want to take action for the world because of the experience these emotions teach us. So I just wanted to say that, you know, feeling the sadness that you feel and the sweetness behind it is knowing that that comes from the amount of love that you have, and that the more you can really focus on that love energy, that pure love vessel that we all are, the more you can come back to it, the more lifted and empowered you're going to feel. And that sadness now becomes like this beautiful, sweet thing that moves you, that you feel, instead of something that feels really overwhelming, that you don't want to feel, that you want to get rid of. Because, you know, coming back to the love within that, it really empowers you and gives you this force behind it. So that's kind of our goal of this meditation. It's like, whatever it is you're feeling, whether it's fear of the unknown, uncertainty with COVID, heartbreak and sadness for the world, you know, fear about the future and the unknown of climate change, like whatever these things are that you're feeling, we encourage you to let them all come in right now and ask yourself, okay, on my journey in the last, you know, couple weeks, what have been the things that have really rocked me, that have really stuck with me, that I can't kind of get out of my head or my mind? And we encourage you to invite those things in and bring them in and feel them. And we'll just give you a second to kind of do that and collect those different pains or fears or sadnesses that you felt.
And I'm lighting some Palo Santo. And I just invite you to take a breath here. And with this Palo Santo, I cleanse and clear any distractions, any energy that is not serving our highest good right now. I create space wherever it is that you are listening. If you're driving, don't close your eyes, but if you're somewhere where you can, I invite you to close your eyes and just be here right now for this moment. With this Palo Santo, I honor all the emotions that have come up in the last month. All of the fears and the unknown, I create space for them to be okay. And I love and accept exactly how I'm feeling right now in this moment. I am perfect. I am enough, exactly as I am right now. And from this place, I invite you to bring your attention to your heart center and even bring your hands to your chest, right where your G-center is. And just breathe some expansion into that place. And as you breathe, envision with each breath a white light filling up that space. Until your entire chest is full of light. Feel the warmth of that light underneath your hands. Feel your heartbeat. And in this space of awareness, I invite you to picture someone that you love with all of your heart, or a moment that you felt so incredibly loved and cherished and celebrated. Take a moment to really feel that connection, that moment with that person. Or just that memory, or that person in general. And feel that love expand and fill up that heart space, that soul space. And just breathe in that. And I invite you to picture this love that you feel expanding to the close people in your life, your friends, your family. And this same heart space that you have, they also have. inside of them. And picture this love that you feel radiating out of you into their heart space and filling them up with that same love. Love is endless. You're not going to run out of it. When you extend it to other people, you are filled up and replenished as you give love. So just picture yourself extending this love to the heart spaces of the close people in your life with this endless stream of connection, regardless of who they are, how they've treated you in the past, what discrepancies you may have had. Extend this love to them. This love is okay with the unknown. This love is okay with the fears and the chaos and the overwhelm. This love is not dependent or invalidated by any of those things. This is just love. And it is endless. Now I invite you to picture some people in your life or in the world who have not treated you well, who are not close to you, that maybe you have some boundaries with for good reason. And just take a moment to picture them and picture this same heart space that you have in your body. They also have in theirs the same fears and unknown and capacity for love. They have as well in this same space. And extend this love that you have, this white light, to them as well, to their heart spaces. Filling them up in this moment. And I invite you now to extend this love outside of your personal connections to the people in the world that you feel need love because they're hurting or they're scared or they just need some support in your community. Envision this expanding out to your city, to your town. This white light expanding as far as you can imagine to the heart spaces of all of the people in the country. And around the world. With each breath, expand this white light as far as you can to as many people as you can. And especially to the people who are causing pain in the world, who are acting from fear and ego. And pride. expand this love to them. What these people must have experienced to feel okay in taking the actions that they do against other people. Send them this love. And in this space, I just invite you to feel the endlessness, the boundlessness of love within your body and connecting to any and everyone around the world. You are powerful. And just take a moment to really breathe that in. Come back to your body and feel this full spectrum of acceptance and worthiness and just being without solutions, without knowing anything but this moment. And I invite you to just breathe in gratitude. Gratitude for your capacity to love, your capacity to feel. Gratitude for your privilege to be listening to this meditation, to be doing this meditation, to be feeling this connection and this love for the planet, for the world, for the people who have wronged you or wronged others, people who are different than you. Gratitude for your ability to feel and connect and to be. And when you're ready, we invite you to open your eyes and just sit in this vibration.
And so it is. Thank you, Shayna. That felt so good and juicy and like my real self in that moment. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And so everyone who's listening, you know, we just wanted to share this meditation with you guys and invite you to have this moment with us, because we think that that's one of the most helpful things we can do right now so that we can really be solid in who we are and rooted in that love no matter what comes to us as we move forward. So thank you for being here with us. Thank you for joining in. Thank you for listening. And, you know, the other thing, of course, that we really recommend at this time is focusing on navigating life as your true self, you know, focusing on no matter what comes to you, big decisions you need to make, whether they're around your wedding or canceling a trip or, you know, continuing on with a trip, whatever your big decisions are, making sure that you make those with your strategy and authority, you know, making sure that you navigate this time as your true self and rooted in this love. So thank you for joining us. As always, you guys know where to find us on Instagram at DeLuna. Our website is DeLunaLife.com. That's where you can check out all of our different offerings. You know, we have all of our videos on there, our video masterclasses to help you navigate transition as your type, to help you with that daily practice. You know, soon we're going to be releasing authority videos. We have our channel videos on there. And that's also where you can find all of our free tools. You know, we have a free meditation on there to help you clear your energy. So wherever you guys are, just make sure that you're taking care of yourself. And we want to tell you that we love you so much. We can feel you all so much. And we're all in this together, truly.